and it's already pretty favorable when it comes to it. But a happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Yes, please.
We have the 26th day of the 6 month of 2025 underway. 177 in, 188 left to go. Nice little symmetry there. And 1 week exactly until the 4th of July.
Whee!
America.
Right.
It is otherwise today known as International Pineapple Day.
I do love the pineapple.
They do float.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Even
They're
the
so
pink
cute
variety.
Too.
National Sunglasses Day.
You wear them at night, like Corey Hart.
I'm that cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Ice Cream Cake Day.
Oh, yeah. Do you like the ice cream cake?
Disturbing news last night as my freezer and I think subsequently fridge have died.
Oh, no.
And everything in the freezer right now is kind of like something that looked like it's been in the Willet float tank for
a while. You know, that's when my fridge had its problems last week,
yeah.
J-Bay up in sales promptly offered a cooler and I do believe a spare fridge if you need one.
I need some help.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do not have a repair guy for you.
It's going to be a blast weekend. It's going to be an awesome weekend, man. It is National Onion Day. Never tested the buoyancy of that. I have my suspicions. It's National Bingo Day.
Ooh.
So what up down there?
What up, Flamingo
the Bingo Girls?
Bingo.
Cleburne a-rockin'. I know they're listening. National Orange Blossom Day.
It's special.
On this date in history, things happen. 1893. Gotta have been one of the first times it happened. The New York stock market crash.
Dang it!
Yeah. On this date in 1893, also, the melody Happy Birthday to You was first published.
That's a controversial song, especially in the world of television. Like, you can't even utter those words. You're getting big trouble, big fines, lots of money. News directors don't like it.
Television, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
I don't know about Facebook Live. Maybe I'll sing it and see what Zuck says.
1967, the world's first ATM installed in Enfield, London.
Really?
I hope it looked like a Doctor Who telephone booth.
Like
1972, the video game company Atari was founded.
Aww.
Very nice.
Look at us now.
It was on this date in 85, Route 66 officially taken off the United States highway system. 1993, Julia Roberts married Lyle Lovett.
They are so in love.
That was one of those,
no,
what?
They're not. Yeah.
And that was like the peak of People magazine. Oh, my gosh. That's how you found out about that stuff.
What is going
there
on
was
here?
No internet. What's the internet? Also, tabloidish, 95, it was Hugh Grant busted with that lady of the evening.
Oh. Didn't they call her Pancakes? That was her nickname.
And knew that, yet still surprised. On this date in 2003, people registered more than 735,000 phone numbers on the National Do Not Call list. So I'm glad that worked.
Yeah, see? And look where we are now.
We solved it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, unfortunately, on this date, we lost the great Kinky Friedman. Tomorrow on this date, 1859, the world's first dog show took place.
Who let the dogs out?
1894, tomorrow, Labor Day established as a U.S. federal holiday. And in 1919, on this date tomorrow, the Treaty of Versailles was signed in France, ending World War I.
So it's the end of World Wars.
America.
Yeah. So far, three is yet to be, but we flirted. We flirted this week. Yeah, that was how this, that was this week. It's been a week. Happy birthday ice cream cake day, if you like. To Friday birthdays, Carl from The Walking Dead, Chandler Riggs is 26. Ed Westwick from Gossip Girl is 38. I don't know who any of those people are. Khloe Kardashian, she's over, Kim's over there. Is she over there with the Bezos wedding?
Oh, she's over there too, yeah.
All right.
She's celebrating.
Enjoy it. Tobey Maguire is 50 today.
Spider-Man.
Still probably looks about 26.
Mm-hmm.
Super Nanny, remember her? Jill Frost is 55.
I do. Make good choices.
Is that where that came from?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but she's some...
Heather Lee.
She knows what she's doing.
J.J. Abrams is 59. Lori Morgan, 66 today. Vera Wang, fashion designer, 76. Tomorrow, it is Russell and Weatherford's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Russell.
Party!
Yeah, yeah. Was he at cruise night last night?
He was at cruise night last night.
Wow.
Shook my hand and said I did a good job.
Freshly married, and he still makes it out to cruise night. That's priorities, kids.
He's there with his wife. They're so in love.
Kelly Pickler is 39 tomorrow. Elon Musk is 54 tomorrow. We may need to give him a call. I don't know. We may be.
I think he's going to blow stuff up.
Hey, Russell, you share a birthday with Elon.
How does that make you feel?
And John Cusack, he's 59. Mary Stuart Masterson, 59. John Elway, 65. Kathy Bates, 77 tomorrow. The great Mel Brooks turns 99 tomorrow.
Whoa!
May the Schwartz be with you. On Sunday, Kawhi Leonard of the NBA fame, 34. Colin Jost of SNL and Scarlett Johansson's hubby, 43. Nobody knows how that happened. Martin Truex Jr., NASCAR, 45 on Sunday. Nicole Scherzinger is 47.
Pussycat Doll.
Jeff Burton from NASCAR is 58, and Gary Busey is 81 on Sunday. There you go. Happy birthday, one and all.